as our beloved daddy speaks his heart to us all. We call our own mighty I Am presence into action to bless him forever and draw forth from our life streams everything he desires to use to assist our beloved Saint Germain to set America free and through America the world. Dear hearts of the light, for such you have now become in the heart of the world, do I greet you tonight in that love and devotion to the beloved I Am presence that is for eternity the open door to your freedom and to all that your hearts desire to manifest in the physical world or anywhere throughout creation. I thank you tonight with all the power of my life stream for the blessing you have bestowed upon this city and upon the nation. And may it ever grow till it remains a dazzling sun of your love and service to life. And we add our love and service to life also to that flame which you have set into action tonight and which we shall ever fan until it renders its perfect service to the earth and has called mankind home into its heart forever. I thank you for eternity, for your determination to hold the light within this city, because it means far more than any of you can realize this hour. Great has been your love and your loyalty and your service to the light, the mighty I Am presence. Great has been your recognition of us, and great shall be our love back to you, containing everything your hearts desire and everything you shall ever require to render your further service to the nation and through the nation to the earth, till the gigantic task of our mighty Saint Germain is completed with that of the beloved Master Jesus in the freeing and cleansing of the earth until mankind awaken to the great God activities that life intends them to enjoy. I want to enter in tonight to a use of a certain power of the cosmic fire that I want you to all feel and use with great determination. I want you to feel that your demand for the cosmic power of the fire of creation in its ascended master manifestation in the physical octave is what you require to charge the energy of the outer self with that absolute certainty of accomplishment which brings you quick victory. And I trust I will be able to make you feel deeply the God power in yourselves that as you exert it in outer action compels destructive forces to cease their action. Try to know with every fiber of your being, regardless of what is wrong in the outer world or in an individual, try to remind yourselves first of your love to your presence, and then with every fiber of your being, take your stand. God, the mighty I Am presence in me, is greater than all evil. God, the mighty I Am presence in me, is greater than any wrong in any individual. You must give recognition to this acceptance and use of the greater power of the God presence and the God flame in you in order to charge your feelings continuously with that positive determined force that makes everything that is destructive know instantly the moment it contacts you that the God in you is going to act to its annihilation. This can be so charged in and around you in the physical body that its radiation becomes so intensified with the action of the fire of the cosmic Christ victory that the radiation goes forth and takes care of conditions before you approach physically. And it will make everything very much easier of accomplishment. And beloved ones, now we're going to follow up much of what you have been given with very dynamic, positive demands. Because there is nothing in the universe, my dear ones, that can resist the force of a determined will when that will is one with the desire of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host. When that will backs up your God desires and you say, I am determined that this shall manifest for the freedom of America, then, if need be, the heavens will open to bring about the manifestation that fulfills your call. When you take your stand, I am determined, and I demand the immortal victory of cosmic Christ power here. Then that flame flashes and consumes everything in its pathway. And you from the physical side move into one gigantic victory from one to another in such power as you never dreamed you could use in this embodiment. Now you have all accomplished far more from the inner standpoint than you realize in your determination of the outer to hold this sanctuary for the freedom and the victory of the mighty I Am presence. And I bless you, and so does every ascended master and cosmic being bless you for the courage and the strength and the power you have had to stand the guard over the mighty Saint Domain's work here in the United States of America, but most of all in this city, because of what it means to the earth. Your city is a permanent atom in the heart of the world, and your strength and power of light to take your stand and hold this in your service to the light means that the strength of life in the city is the strength of the light that shall guard the nation and the earth. And therefore, whatever you demand and are determined to bring forth into the outer for that service must be answered because of its importance to the nation and the world. Now, the mass of mankind, regardless of the human accumulation, are more rapidly awakening to the inner demand for God manifest in the outer. And as you demand that, in the authority of your mighty I Am presence, you will find the manifestation conforming to your call. When you say, I demand America's freedom now, by all the cosmic fire of creation, then that must come, because freedom must live by the cosmic fire of the mighty arm present in the great central sun. This is what the early patriots did in their own inner feeling world. In those hours of darkness, when mankind's frightful opposition seemed almost to put out the flame that desired freedom to love God. But you, with the momentum you have already built through your decrees and your use of the great creative word I am, your use of the power and authority of the mighty Saint Germain and the Master Jesus, your use of the power of the unfed flame from mighty victory, and now the love from the great being Venus, which is to be poured forth in this class. My dear ones, if you understand me tonight, you shall go forward like an avalanche to your attainment for the freedom of this nation. Thank you, precious one. While you are standing, I want you to feel this tonight with every fiber of your being. Your authority, your power, your right, your ability to charge and charge and charge and keep charging. All in your government or in the nation who are trying to hold God's freedom for America, charge them with all the fiery power of the victorious cosmic Christ to win their victory, to hold the guard over the nation, and to shatter every force that any longer wants to enslave your people or take the nation to war. Thank you. Won't you be seated? I want you to understand something tonight because of its tremendous encouragement to you. And this is a glimpse, so to speak, into the great action of the cosmic law as it affects the whole planet. During the lifetime of the Master Jesus, the beloved Saint Germain stood the guard over the physical body and over beloved Master Jesus' work, as well as guarding the beloved Mary. The mighty Saint Germain, through many centuries, has stood the guard over various individuals in their service to the light. And now, since he has become the authority of the incoming age, the beloved Master Jesus offers his assistance and has become the guard for the beloved Saint Germain's work. Thank you, precious ones. And now, in addition to that, there has come the threefold action from Venus. From the mighty sun of the Camaras, and now under the direction of the sun of Camara, in his mighty love to the earth, did he stand the guard over the forces that act in the atmosphere of earth and has through the centuries. Then came the mighty victory on those with him who offered his service to the mighty Saint Germain to compel his victory to the earth. And now, with the love of the cosmic being Venus, who offers that fire of creation to the earth, this time to compel the removal of cruelty, injustice, selfishness, and hate from the earth. There has come the threefold action from Venus to assist the mighty Saint Germain and the Master Jesus in the final cleansing of America. And you are privileged to be consciously aware of the action of the law and to demand with every atom of your being the motto of victory of their love here and now. Thank you, precious ones. And therefore, with every fiber of your being, let there go forth into the atmosphere your conscious command and your conscious demand that I demand the immortal victory and protection of the mighty Saint Germain's work by all the sacred fire of creation. I demand the mighty victory and protection of the beloved Jesus' work by all the cosmic fire of creation. I demand the immortal victory of the love from the being Venus, the seven mighty Kumaras, and the mighty victory with their legions of the cosmic fire of creation. I demand their presence and that flame in physical action here and now. Thank you. Won't you be seated? Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart's love. And therefore, you see, in the light of what I have just said, how important has been your recent decision in regard to this sanctuary and your determination to keep beloved Saint Germain's work clean and honorable before the world. Won't you be seated, please? In the great balancing process of life, the swing of the energy is like the wave on the ocean. The energy of creation swings in great pulsations. There is a release of it, then there is the time of its use, then comes another release, and it swings forever, higher and higher and higher. Every time you reach to the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, you reach to greater heights than the time before. Because that impulse, ever rising, is innate within life itself. Life is ever swinging higher to gather more power into outer physical use. And therefore, since the Master Saint Germain, in his great love for the beloved Mary and the mighty Jesus, offered his life to be their protection and assistance to the work that was accomplished in that age to free mankind, now the cosmic law releases to him the protection of his work to help accomplish it in this age. And the mighty Master Jesus, and the beloved Mary, and those of them are the guard of the mighty Saint Germain's gigantic cosmic effort to purify and cleanse the earth. This great balance or swing of life's mighty activities goes on everywhere throughout creation. And since the mighty goddess of justice is a balancing action to the earth, then you can easily see of the outpouring of centuries comes to its fulfillment now, and all is converging to the final accomplishment of the purification of the earth. Now, in the activities of the outer world, we are hoping that certain changes may take place within the nation that will be the result of the people allowing their own life streams to awaken and desire the light with intensity enough to prevent a certain amount of outer world destruction. This remains to be seen. But as those of you who understand this law make your demand that all the cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ of creation come to America's assistance now, and so strengthen the people that they arise and are determined to have the God power and God government of the nation rule and control all that affects the people. Now, while the outer world does not know exactly how to give the decrees as you do, yet within their feeling world, because they are one with your mental and feeling world, there is arising within them the determination to desire God. And that is the hope of the world. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, if you'll just remain that way the rest of the evening, we'll get along very nicely. You are dear hearts of the light, and you've done wonderfully well. But oh, did you know your power? Did you know the cosmic authority you have? To with every fiber of your being, demand the cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ to move into any condition and compel this physical world to yield you the perfection that fulfills the divine plan. Did you know your power? Did you feel this once within yourselves? You would never again forget it in eternity. And it is to fire you with that feeling tonight that I am determined that it shall register within you and that you shall go forward in the enjoyment of its use. Now, in the use of the greater powers of your own life streams, which you must draw forth from time to time in the experienced life, I want you to realize why most of you have desired the power of precipitation. If I were you, I would demand the power of etherealization before you have the power of precipitation. Because in most cases, when you demand the etherealizing or the consuming of that which is the limitation, you would automatically reveal the perfection that is already within the energy of the universe, if uninterfered with by mankind's discord. So in the use of your violet consuming flame, you have the power of etherealization. And when you can dissolve and consume the wrong rates of vibration, what's left would automatically be perfection. So you really only have to burn away that which has been imposed upon God's universe. But this is the thing I wish to focus your attention upon tonight. And that is the authority that is yours, the right that you have to demand Saint Germain's victory now in America. Now you do have this. When you say, by all the cosmic fire of creation, I demand America set free. I demand America purified. My dear hearts, just the people in this room, with continued, constant call to the presence and the ascended host, to the fire at the heart of creation. By that fire you demand America's freedom. Then it is as if a bomb burst into the focus of the destructive forces and shattered again and again and again their accumulated energy that they are hoping to unite throughout the nation to do further damage. This will act as a scattering force to their energy and prevent a great deal of it acting at one time or in one place. Now, regardless of any appearance in the outer world, you are only dealing with energy against energy. But when you call to great cosmic beings, like the mighty being, beloved Venus, and those who come under her direction, and you call to the great beings who govern the cosmic fire of creation of a victorious cosmic Christ, and you demand that in the physical world, in physical action, to compel mankind to turn to God, well, within life naturally is that impulse. If it is not interfered with by the majority of the human creation. And therefore, when you demand it, it must answer you. This is the bringing to a focus of the work of the beloved Master Jesus through the centuries, the beloved Master Saint Germain through the centuries, and that of the seven mighty Kumaras, who have been the guardians through the ages. And now, since the fire of cosmic Christ love must come in to the atmosphere of Earth to burn out the human creation, that has to come at this time to hold a certain balance of the pressure of the Earth's atmosphere. This is a mechanical thing, beloved ones. The pressure in the atmosphere of Earth is governed by the great beings who direct the forces of the elements and other great beings who guard the whole system. Mankind's discord constantly disturbs the pressure in the atmosphere above the surface of the earth. That pressure has to be balanced from the center of the earth in order to keep the crust of the earth sustained for mankind's use here. And when through the insanity of war, individuals imagine by explosives and so on, they can disturb or do as they please in the atmosphere of Earth for what they call experiments, they have no more idea of what occurs from the cosmic standpoint of the planet than a baby. And we are hoping, through your demand for the cosmic fire of all creation and the victory of the cosmic Christ to be blazed throughout the nation and offset this other destructive force, we are hoping to accomplish certain things in this class. At least we're making the effort, and I trust we shall succeed. Now, we would appreciate it deeply if in the coming Easter class you call that. The class of the resurrection and the life of the victorious cosmic Christ to the earth. Being the time at which the Master Jesus intensifies his radiation and its raising power to the earth in the cosmic fire which he directs, as you give that conscious recognition to your calls, you can demand the resurrection and the life of the nation by all the cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ in physical action through the people to compel their awakening. This can become a most tremendous raising power to yourselves as well as to the nation. But you demand whatever you want by all the cosmic fire of creation and the victory of the cosmic Christ to now be the law of the earth that the mighty I Am presence of each life stream may release more of its fire element through the minds and bodies of the people. It's necessary. This will, to a large degree, offset much of the impurity that has accumulated within the nation, because where you call forth the cosmic fire of all creation and the cosmic victory of the cosmic Christ, then many activities of the fire element can come into outer physical action, or rather in the physical octave, in ways that mankind knows nothing of at all. Now this is, we are hoping, will make an impression upon mankind. We are trusting to draw forth from within the mental and feeling world of the people a sudden, fiery determination to arise and put an end to this war. Thank you, precious ones, won't you? Accept my love and gratitude for your obedience to my request. I have a reason for this tonight. As you remain seated, certain activities of the flame are passing through your physical forms, and we would like that to continue into the structure under the city. Now, this call to which I've turned your attention will bring tremendous blessings to the beings of the elements. They will appreciate greatly being released from a great deal of the discord and impurity, which will be accomplished as you draw this fire into outer action through your calls. And as you start in on your decrees tomorrow for your rest of this class, with every fiber of your being, when you say, "I demand this outer self purified." Now, when you say that with fierce determination, and you demand it by all the cosmic fire of creation, and the fiery purity of the cosmic Christ comes into outer physical action and forbids the human existence, I want you to feel the power of God, the power of God's fire in yourselves when you issue these commands. Then when something discordant happens in the outer, and suddenly you say within yourselves, "Well, the invincible fiery God in me, my mighty I Am presence, is greater than all evil," and now that cosmic fire moves into command and compels the end of that which tortures life. My dear hearts, the scepter of power is infallible in your use. It is unmistakable. And you will soon gather a momentum of this which will reveal within yourselves the tremendous ability and power that you have to use this in outer physical action to your great joy and blessing and victory to all you contact. Mankind have gone on unbridled in their constant gratification of their own human desires. And now there must come a sudden shock, which can only come by the use of the cosmic fire, because they'll all pay attention to that. That's one thing they'll never argue with. And I want you to feel the power in yourselves of the cosmic fire to come to your assistance and to the assistance of the nation. Because the nation must be saved by the strength of its own light. And you are that light within the body of the people. And so when you demand all the cosmic fire of creation come into outer physical action to compel the victory of the cosmic Christ, they'll pay attention to you. There is soon to be a reckoning with the destructive forces. Thank you so much, precious one. Now I want you to realize that the Master Jesus, as well as the beloved Master Saint Germain, has certain authority in the cleansing of the earth and certain authority in the direction of the cosmic Christ fire. He has taken a certain responsibility with the mighty Saint Germain. And at a certain time, will move into outer action that which compels destructive forces to recede. But a certain intensity of desire and call from within mankind themselves must go forth before the cosmic law permits the assistance which he is to give, which the mighty Saint Germain gives with him, into outer physical action. You, however, can hasten that by your calls and your use of this cosmic fire of all creation and the cosmic victory of the all Christ flame. These phrases and these words have certain action. The outer world knows not how to use them. So we are giving you every possible assistance that you can comprehend and use at this time. We will fire you with every bit of determination that you can accept in order to help you do this within a certain time. That is the reason for this class, and the reason that the mighty being Venus has offered her assistance to accomplish this more quickly. Try to know this, beloved ones. The people of no nation make a war. The war is made by your munitions makers of the world and your politicians, who are filling their pockets with money and gloating with power in the destruction of mankind. And that must come to an end. you, precious ones. And now, as the great pendulum of life swings in its ever-expanding arc until it completes the circle of the energy that is required to produce a manifestation in the outer, I ask you to feel that you stand perfectly steady within the pillar of flame from your own I Am presence. You call the fire into outer action, and you demand the purification of all you contact. Certain destructive activities are almost reaching the point of saturation. By that I mean they are planning ahead for the next 10 years enough destruction to wreck a dozen planets. And therefore, when the time approaches, when they think they are about to succeed in their destructive intent, then they must meet the force that is their master. And that force is the cosmic fire of all creation. The mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, as it sends forth that great fire of the cosmic Christ, ever intensifies its expanding wave. Each wave is more intense than the one before it. And therefore, when that passes through a whole system of worlds, it asks no one's permission to perform. It moves over the face of the earth, and that which is destructive is removed by its own quality and forced into the fire that purifies. Therefore, since you have had the strength to take your stand for the mighty Saint Germain's victory and success of his work in Chicago, the mighty Master Jesus, through the activities of I Am Come, the film, and other powers that he is gathering into outer action, will more quickly draw into the physical substance of the physical octave more of this cosmic fire. We are intensifying this and hoping for a rapid concentration and greater release of the fire of the cosmic Christ into the physical octave to prevent the acceptance by the people that this war is to last for 10 years, because that is what the munitions makers are trying to charge into the people and trying to hypnotize them with the idea that they have to accept it. The fire of the cosmic Christ can prevent it, and it shall prevent it. With your call. Thank you so much, precious ones. And now, as you enter upon the use of this greater power of creation through your own cause, ever remember that when your call goes forth to your presence or to us, immediately the flame flashes from the hand of your presence, and we, answering the call of your presence for the fulfillment of this, which gives freedom to the earth, does the flame come from our octave to join that of your own I Am presence. And as you continue this, your very atmosphere will become charged by the fire of cosmic Christ victory. Now mankind will know better than any longer oppose that which is God's command in the physical world. And it is necessary that you understand this and use the full force of your own authority, your own God self, the mighty I Am presence, to demand this in outer physical action. The plan is so vicious against America, and the determination to waste the resources of the people and the nation is so vicious that we are concentrating every way and means to bring into your outer feeling world your authority and determination that this God fire shall shut off mankind's frightful intended destruction. It must come. When the mighty Venus begins her dictations, try to know with every fiber of your being that the cosmic fire which she directs through your calls for the annihilation of cruelty, injustice, selfishness, and hate, shall her fire go forth in cosmic Christ victory and burn out the way and means by which the sinister force can any longer control the people. It has to come in the mastery of those conditions by the use of the fire element. Great purifying activities have already been released into the atmosphere over this nation to save it from that which is intended. But a certain proportion of protection must be drawn by the people's desire themselves. And so when you desire this cosmic Christ fire of eternal victory to charge throughout the nation, that which wakes the people to their divine duty and turns them to God, then will you find the destructive plans removing their creators. For you would be surprised to know how many individuals within this nation whose creation has become wholly destructive, whose physical body should be removed from the earth. Your hair would almost stand up. But since they cannot take the cosmic Christ fire out of the universe, since they dare not handle it, and since it is the authority over them, as you are determined that that cosmic Christ victorious fire of all creation moves throughout the nation, I blast every plan to continue this war. Will you find the people taking the scepter of power and doing the things which they must do if they're going to be saved? So your call for this cosmic fire of the victorious Christ in cosmic action is that which strengthens the people to make this effort by which they can be protected. It's as simple as ABC and positively mechanical all the way through. It's a constant manipulation of the energy. Now, since you decided in the Santa Fe class to definitely call forth a million times more of God's victory each day than the day before, You'll be surprised if you do that with determination, if you charge that in and around your own atmosphere, and you charge this cosmic fire of all creation with the victory of the cosmic Christ, you can be such a blessing to the very ground you walk upon. Your very radiation can be such a lifting force to those you contact and to the powers of nature, the beings of the elements, that you will be like a living sun of fire. Your presence and we will take care of that action, but through your radiation will go forth that which cannot be given through the spoken word. And you have no idea what a year would bring to you, precious ones, if you take your stand to demand a million times more miracles and victories of God's perfection to bless life everywhere you go each day. Well, may I say, you would be just like sunshine on snow. You would melt it. And after all, it's very much easier for you to let us draw the fire around you that melts away your discord than it is to wrestle with it too much yourselves. It's rather a merciful way of handling your problems. Now, if you will have that same mercy for the nation and for life that makes the call, we will be the mercy that draws the flame to do as you say, do the business. You will carry on a business of your own, but not as the world thinks. We will give the flame if you will give the call. Then your mercy to life and to the nation will bring mercy to you in the way that flame handles your own affairs. Now picture this within yourself. When you give your decrees, see the flame flash from the heart, the head, and the hand of your electronic presence right into the condition, and see arise within that the perfection you desire. And go right into action on your supply the same way. I am determined to have all the supply I want. And I demand everything be used to fulfill the divine plan, the ascended master's way. By that cosmic fire of all creation, on the victorious cosmic Christ reigns here, and the mighty I Am presence is known by all. You can do this. And I want you to feel tonight your own authority, your power, the happiness in the use of this command. That takes you forward in no unmistakable way. When you make up your mind, precious ones, say, well, I am determined this thing shall come to pass, it will come to pass. So long as you're in agreement with the divine plan. When you say, I demand the purification of this outer self, I demand the protection of the younger generation against this war. Let us see what can be done in this class alone. As the mighty Venus pours her love, after you have given these commands, I think you will all feel, before the class is over, the victorious accomplishment coming far more than you are aware of tonight. Now all the beings of the cosmic fire of creation will come to your assistance when you demand your immortal victory now. Just you've been giving it in your decrees. You demand it, and we will do. After all, the authority of life is the only thing you have with which to do anything. Good, bad, or indifferent. You've got to use the authority of your own life. And therefore, if you demand this authority of the victorious cosmic Christ to move into the physical octave, you demand the authority of the human, blasted forever. Just demand and demand and demand it, and you will see the fire blaze of that which has held mankind bound for centuries shall be broken as the tree before the storm. There is no such thing as failure to this law. The law cannot fail. The cosmic fire of the victorious cosmic Christ is the reality of all eternity. It cannot fail. Your authority and call to that which is greater than yourselves cannot fail. And if you call to your presence and to us to make you feel in the outer self the immortal fiery God power that is greater than all human creation or problems, then that feeling shall surge, and through it shall pass the flame that produces the manifestation. Now, this is just as mechanical as anything can be. You are at the threshold of eternal freedom. As you use this fiery power during this class, it will reveal itself to you. And then, when you go into the Easter class with the resurrection and the life of the victorious cosmic Christ, fire of creation into the physical world to bring the freedom to America, that is the light that frees the world, then will you feel in and around yourselves its action in your own affairs. It is too bad, but it happens to be the habit in mankind to so give in to the conditions of the outer world that are wrong, rather than taking the unshakable stand that God shall rule where the human seems to be, and take the authority away from that human until the fullness of the flame reveals itself. And once that comes through, you go forward without opposition forever. It's worth every effort you will ever make to get the full feeling of this into your outer action. People have had plenty of determination to do just as they pleased with the gifts of God, and have bound themselves through the centuries in their own mistakes. And now it takes just as much energy on the other side to shatter those mistakes as it did to create them. And the quickest release and the greatest concentration of energy that you can draw anywhere in creation is the use of the cosmic fire of all creation and the authority of victory of the cosmic Christ. And that means what? The authority and victory of the cosmic Christ is your own higher mental body and your electronic presence. It's that of all mankind. It is that in the physical sun, the great central sun. It is our octave. And therefore, you are concentrating the activities of the sacred fire from every channel in existence to bring this into outer physical use, to offset that which has been built through the centuries by the continual desire of the human. So as we enter into this class, I would, if I were you, demand all the love and joy of the cosmic fire of creation, all that comes from the planet Venus, all that comes into this system of worlds, to fire everything in your being and world with the victory of the cosmic Christ and demand it made manifest in the physical octave in everything you contact. So your very radiation sets others free as well as yourselves. They catch this by radiation until you can lift the whole and you can free the beings of the elements by your demand that they shall be free. And so, beloved ones, all the gratitude my heart's love can give, all that the cosmic fire of creation can bestow, I bless you tonight and bear to you the love of the great being Venus before she comes, and that of the mighty Master Saint Germain, who will dictate tomorrow night and prepare the way for the 9 dictations, whereby the love from Venus will be intensified every night in your affairs, and that cosmic fire, dissolving human desire, replaces it or leaves in its place the fulfillment of the great divine plan of the victorious Christ. In his cosmic fire takes possession of its own and lifts you into that which is yours for eternity. May you become a dazzling sun of perfections on the full authority of the victorious cosmic Christ, move into outer action through you that power of the cosmic fire that brings America into the arms of the mighty I Am presence, until every shadow within the nation is compelled to be consumed and the people turn Godward and see what awaits them for their acceptance. May all the cosmic fire of creation in the victory of cosmic Christ power and protection go forth to enfold those in your national defense. Go forth to enclose and enfold those of the younger generation within your borders. And go forth to enfold all under this radiation in the victory of eternal perfection and cosmic authority that only the sacred fire of the mighty I Am presence can bestow. May you abide within its heart. May you be clothed in its flame. May you blaze its victory, the purification and freedom from the ascended master's octave sweeps everywhere its authority and commands all for eternity. Thank you with all my love. May there be amplified back to you everything you have ever done in the service of the light, and it ever bring you greater and greater light that only love can bestow. Thank you so much. Beloved Daddy, thank you with all our heart's love for your love, your constant guard and protection of us all. May the fullness now of every power of the cosmic fire comes under your direction, blaze forth through us, and accomplish everything that America requires quickly. May we give our beloved Saint Germain and Jesus and all the great ones and the mighty being Venus, blessed Son of Kamara, all that our love knows how to bestow for everything they've done for us. And may that flame blaze now till the cosmic Christ in full victory moves over the face of the earth and puts an end to the human forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal victory of a cosmic Christ fire of all creation that moves before us and compels perfection without limit for eternity. Bless these precious ones with everything that love can give, and only the perfection of the ascended host ever allow to touch them, or act through them or to them, till their ascension is complete. And see, they all gain that ascension in this embodiment without fail, according to the wisdom of the presence. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with everything you know that we will ever require until our victory is finished. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved mighty Son of Kamara and beloved Venus, and all who govern this system of worlds. And may the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape guard us all. Watch between us while we're absent one from another, and so hold the immortal fiery protection of the victorious cosmic Christ fire in and around us all, that we go forward untouched by anything but his perfection forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your presence with us. Seal us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, blaze that cosmic fire, and forbid anything else to approach. May the fullness of our heart's flame ever expand to meet the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the cosmic fire of creation and the victory of the cosmic Christ, move us forward and demand the end of everything that is human forever. And we thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty arm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, qualify it with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of world-enfolding flame of the victorious cosmic Christ that moves into outer action, processes, and rules all for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expand it without limit, till it compels the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those on this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. And may our privilege forever continue in the use of the cosmic fire of all creation, and the victory of the cosmic Christ, now take possession of its own, and hold us immortally free from everything human in this world till our ascension is complete. Bless our beloved Don, all the IMA Center Master Youth and incoming children, all the younger generation, all the national defense, with everything that the Ascended Master's octave can bestow, and hold them untouched by anything else forever. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the cosmic fiery love from the planet Venus necessary to dissolve from this earth everything that is not the cosmic victory of the cosmic Christ and the fulfillment of the divine plan for the ascension of all. We thank thee for all eternity.